Welcome once again to the Morning Briefing for Thursday, October 12th, 2017. I'm Kent Klein and for Tim Farley. Glad you could be with us today. So coming up in a little while on the program, we'll talk about the Value of Water campaign with its CEO, Radhika Fox. Today, by the way, is the Day Without Water. Imagine a day without water. So we'll find out what that's all about and how the Trump infrastructure plan might come into play there as well. So that's all coming up right here on the Morning Briefing. Today is Imagine a Day Without Water, the third annual day to raise awareness and educate America about the value of water. And to discuss that with us, we're joined by Radhika Fox, CEO of the U.S. Water Alliance and director of the Value of Water campaign. Thanks for talking with us today.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Okay, pretty good. I'm sitting here with a glass of water right here on the console as we speak. What is the main point that you would like to put across today? Not only the idea that water is important, which we all know, but what do you want us to do about that?
Well, you know, most Americans take water for granted. They turn on the tap and clean water comes out. They flush the toilet and dirty water goes away. They don't really think about the complicated systems and infrastructure that make that possible. And so that's why we host every year Imagine a Day Without Water, because we want to shine a light on how important these water systems are to people's everyday lives. And what's exciting is we've got 700 organizations around the country joining us today for this day of education and advocacy.
The president has talked a great deal about infrastructure, and he mentioned it in his speech in Harrisburg, about which was mostly about tax reform, but he did talk about infrastructure. He was talking mostly about roads and wanting to smooth out our nation's roads for the truckers, but water is also a part of the infrastructure plan. Is it a big enough plan? Is it a big enough part of that plan from what you heard?
We are optimistic that the president and Congress have been talking about how rebuilding our nation's roads and bridges needs to be a top priority. Water is sort of a second mention, and so we think it has to be at the forefront. And the truth is that Americans believe that investment is so important. We did a poll earlier this year where 80% of Americans felt that investing in our nation's infrastructure, including water, was more important than building a wall or tax reform or repealing health care. So we really think it's time now for Congress and the administration to move from all of this talk to real action.
We, of course, hear about the crumbling infrastructure. It almost has become a stock phrase now. And usually that means roads full of potholes, crumbling bridges, ports that aren't, aren't suitable for the kind of commerce we have, as well as airports and security. But where does our water infrastructure stand? How much work do we need to be done there?
Well, the American Society of Civil Engineers gives our nation's water infrastructure a D grade. And part of that is because so many of these systems were built, over 100 years ago. And in fact, a water main breaks every 2 minutes in this country. I think that the challenge that we face with water versus something like roads and bridges is that most of this water infrastructure, it's really out of sight. It's out of mind. You see that rusty bridge or pothole, but you don't see those pipes lying beneath your feet. But fun fact, Ken, there's if you look at the water infrastructure, it's 30 times the length of the highway system. That's what's lying beneath your feet. And so now is really the time when we need to reinvest in those systems for the future of our children and our grandchildren.
How much is that going to cost?
Lots of different estimates around that, but probably in the $600 billion range. So I think it's important for us to remember as a nation, this isn't going to be free. It's not going to be easy, but it's only going to get more expensive if we continue to defer these investments.
Now, I know a lot of advocates of various programs and ideas are promoting them as being essential to national security. Could you say that of our water infrastructure?
Absolutely. If you look at what has happened in Puerto Rico and how an entire community stops down without safe and reliable drinking water and wastewater systems, governments can't run. So it is a national security issue. It's an economic issue. It's a community issue. And so, you know, I think when we invest in our water infrastructure, we're really investing in America. So now is really the time.
How does something happen like what happened in Flint, Michigan?
Flint was a tragedy of epic proportions, and it was a result of so many things. It's a poor community. The utility was not managing the system with the sort of best practices we see in other communities around the country. There was an emergency manager that made for local decision making much more difficult. So there were a lot of factors that led to Flint, and I think, you know, our job as Americans is to really call on our public officials to make sure that no community ever experiences what Flint and the people of Flint had to go through.
I'm talking with Radhika Fox, the CEO of the U.S. Water Alliance and director of the Value of Water campaign, about water infrastructure. What are you doing as the leader of this campaign to get the message across to elected officials who are being, you know, constantly lobbied by people waving a whole lot of money in their faces? How do you overcome that and get your message heard?
Well, in D.C. and with federal policymakers, we're really trying to make the argument that there's so much leverage of local dollars that happens when Congress or the administration invests in water. The reality is that local communities all around the country are stepping up to make those investments in their systems, and 98% actually of water investment comes from the local rate base. So if the federal government can be a better and stronger partner to local communities, we're going to get so much farther, so much faster. And then what we're seeing, you know, with Imagine a Day Without Water is just so much creativity that people are bringing to their communities to help people, to really shine a light on these water systems. There's a beer tasting of craft beers made from recycled water that are happening in communities around the country. You know, for any of your listeners who take the DuPont Metro, DC Water, the utility there, is out talking about their water systems, giving out free coffee sleeves. So lots of different ways that folks can plug in and really call on our elected officials to make these investments.
Let's go back to Puerto Rico for a moment. This was just a devastating hurricane that destroyed a whole lot of stuff there. How badly damaged is the water system there, and what needs to be done to fix it, and is that being done?
So as far as Puerto Rico, the hurricane just completely overwhelmed the drinking water and the wastewater system. So the sewer system was flooded. Drinking water sources were contaminated, and as you see from the pictures on television, you know, millions of people are without water. And I think the emergency response has been good, but it's not enough. And I think that it's important for us to all realize that the kind of rebuilding of these systems that are going to need to happen once the emergency response is done is going to take time. It's going to take dollars. It's going to take a lot of planning. And so, you know, again, that's what Imagine a Day Without Water is all about, making sure that we build resilient systems for the future.
All right. Well, today is Imagine a Day Without Water, and that's certainly something to think about. Radhika Fox, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
She is the CEO of the U.S. Water Alliance, director of the Value of Water campaign, and you can find her on Twitter at Radhika Fox, and that's spelled R-A-D-H-I-K-A Fox. We will have more of the morning briefing on POTUS in just a moment.